नैष्टिकीं स्निग्धापाङ्ग विलोकिनीं भगवतीं अन्धस्मित श्रीमुखीं वात्सल्यामृतवर्षिणीं सुमधुरं सङ्कीर्तनालापिनीं श्यामाङ्गी मधुसिक्तसूक्तिं अमृतानन्दात्मिकामीश्वरीं नित्यं निरन्तरानन्दं चिद्घनं ब्रह्मनिर्भयं श्रुत्या तर्कानुभूतिभ्याम् अहमस्मि अद्वयं सदा सुप्ते अहमिन दृश्यन्ते
सुप्ते अहमिन दृश्यन्ते
दुःखदोषप्रवृत्तयः
दुःखदोषप्रवृत्तयः
अतस्तस्यैव संसारः
अतस्तस्यैव संसारः
न मे संसर्तृसाक्षिणः
न मे संसर्तृसाक्षिणः
सुप्ते अहमिन दृश्यन्ते
सुप्ते अहमिन दृश्यन्ते
दुःखदोषप्रवृत्तयः
दुःखदोषप्रवृत्तयः
अतस्तस्यैव संसारः
अतस्तस्यैव संसारः
न मे संसर्तृसाक्षिणः
न मे संसर्तृसाक्षिणः
सुप्ते अहमिन दृश्यन्ते
सुप्ते अहमिन दृश्यन्ते
दुःखदोषप्रवृत्तयः
दुःखदोषप्रवृत्तयः
अतस्तस्यैव संसारः
अतस्तस्यैव संसारः
न मे संसर्तृसाक्षिणः
न मे संसर्तृसाक्षिणः
So Lakshmidhara previously spoke about Ahankaram and Sakshi being different. The Atman and Ahankaram different because Parinama Paricheda Paritapai Rupaplavad, because Ahankaram enters or is associated, is affected by Parinamam, changes Paritapam, and then Parichedam, Dukkha, etc., as well as limited or limitations, whereas the self, the real self, is just a sakshi and it is all pervasive. So aham naham kadachana nahankaram kadachana navar ahankaram. So there's a doubt raised which is being answered in this particular shloka. So the doubt is that if ahankaram is different from the self, then I do experience samsaram, I do experience dukkham, I do experience myself as in bandham. So then this means that this ahankaram and the self are one and the same. If they are different, then this I won't have any bandham, because the Atman is always mukta, it is always liberated, so there will not be any bandham, there is no scope for bandham. So there is, I experience bandham, I experience samsaram, therefore ahankaram and the Atman are one and the same. So this objection, or the objection is that even though you have been given some logic, but still it is a matter of experience that I have bandham, I have samsaram. So that is being answered, that is being negated by Lakshmidhara, using Sushupti Avastha, using the dreamless deep sleep state. So samsaram or bandham, so bandham as well as samsaram is like something which is kind of very tough to explain. It is something which is very tough to understand, which is very tough to apprehend, which is even tougher to try to overcome or try to cross over. So if we think about why this moksha or the path of moksha is kind of very tough, why is it that it requires a lot of sadhana, it requires a lot of tapas, requires a lot of intellectual understanding in order for a person to get moksha, or why samsaram, it's very tough to cross over samsaram. So the very very essential or basic questions about samsaram, about dukkham itself, proves one thing, that one thing, it is very tough to even apprehend or acknowledge such a one thing. So the one thing is that there is no samsaram. So it is very tough, it is very tough to remove the snake seen in rope. It is very tough because it doesn't really exist. That which really exists, in order to get rid of that which really exists, is very easy. Of course, empirically, because ultimately only Brahman exists. So if we are living in a particular house and then we have some unwanted guests or people who are not welcome, so unwelcome guests come to our house, or a cockroach or a rat comes into the house, it is very easy to send them out. It is very easy to get rid of them. So it is very easy to get rid of a rat. It is very easy to get rid of a cockroach. It is very easy to get rid of a spider. It is very easy to get rid of a human being, but it is very tough to get rid of a ghost. So it is very tough to get rid of a ghost, because the concept of ghost, or what we consider as ghost, doesn't really exist. So that which doesn't exist, it is very tough, it is almost impossible to get rid of. So that is why Vedanta again and again asserts, again and again emphasizes the truth that there is only moksha here, there is only anandam here, there is only Brahman here. And that is what Gaudapada also says, as na kashchit jayate jiva sambhavo asina vidyate. There is no jiva. Jiva is like the individual who suffers, who is bonded, who is in bandham and then becomes mukta or attains moksha. So such a jiva, na kashchit jayate jiva. There is no jiva created. And sambhavo asina vidyate, there is no way. There is no possibility of such a jiva coming into existence. So this means that bandham and moksha is only just an illusion, it is not real. So bandham and moksha is only from a relative perspective, it is from a temporary perspective, it is not a realistic view. And since it is not real, therefore getting rid of it is very tough. So same applies to samsaram as well. Samsaram, it's very tough to get rid of samsaram because it doesn't really exist. So that which doesn't really exist, we have to again assert that it is not there. So that's why like it takes a lot of time. So it takes a lot of time to get rid of the snake in the rope, but it doesn't take long to apprehend the rope. So once snake is negated, once a person negates the snake, then the rope is already asserted. Assertion of the rope or grasping the rope is kind of very simple, it's kind of very easy, but it is negation of snake that requires a lot of effort. So Vedanta in a way helps us negate the world, negate duality by saying that they don't really exist. So since samsaram, or the whatever we call as dukkham, bandham and moksha, all those are just illusions, therefore it is very tough to get rid of them. So since they are illusion, which means that the experience that I am in samsaram is also an illusion, it's not real. So whatever Lakshmidhara earlier said about I am never ahankaram, I am the Sakshi Atman, is true, is worth understanding, because ahankaram, or like I as ahankaram, I as suffering, as having samsaram, is impossible. It is only an illusion. It is what is called, Shankara calls as adhyasam. So there is no samsaram at all in the first place in order to get rid of it. So samsaram, so there are many people like who try to get rid of samsaram. There are many people like who go around trying to get rid of bandham. So they try to get rid of bandham. So it will be like movie scenes where you try to get rid of a ghost. So some ghost is there, so you try to get rid of a ghost and you will pay money to a tantric, the tantric will come and say, it's gone, and then the tantric also will be gone, but the ghost will be back again. So although that is in a way like a way to earn money, so people are running here and there to get rid of dukkham. So today spiritual sadhakas are running here and there to get something or to get rid of something, forgetting what they really have. So that's why Amma always says that the real treasure is already inside us. Treasure is not outside, treasure is inside. So people go running here and there trying to go to like various tirthasthalas, trying to offer their prostrations to various sannyasis in order to get rid of sins, get rid of papam. So there is no papam in the first place. There is no papam at all here to get rid of. But not able to understand this truth, or not being able to have the mind to understand, these people run here and there. So today we see like people, like though people are busy, yet people go here and there trying to get peace, trying to get rid of dukkham. And all of those, like some people are running here and there having spiritual goal in mind, whereas others are running here and there with respect to worldly goals. Like, so where people are trying all their or like all the ways that are there in the world in order to get rid of dukkham, in order to attain happiness. But happiness is already part of us, it is already there inside us. Dukkham is not at all there. So that is why Vedanta, though Vedanta does negation through neti neti process, there is a whole lot of thing or a lot of effort is on to realizing whatever we already are. So Vedanta, like one step is to get rid of or negation of duality, negation of even the notion that I am bonded. So a sadhaka should remember that I don't have happiness, but more emphasis on this aspect of I don't have happiness, I am suffering, I have sorrows, is also dangerous, because that is not a true state. Our true state is happiness. Whether like whether one person tells us that you are bonded, you are not liberated, it doesn't matter who says it, we are already liberated. There is something that is there in between us and liberation, or in between our real state and our state which we are identified with now. And that one, or that which differentiates these two states, our real nature of anandam and our current nature of dukkham, is ahankaram. Our very nature is that of blissful atman, whereas we think that we have samsaram. So Lakshmi Dara says, supte ahamina drishyante dukkha dosha pravrittayah. So supte, so sleeping, like when a person goes to sleep, there is no samsaram, there is no dukkham. So people suffer. There are people who are having a lot of sorrows. What do? Like they take drugs to sleep. They take like sleeping pills. People who cannot sleep, they take sleeping pill and then they go to sleep. And when they go to sleep, everything ends there, everything stops there. Everything is brought to a standstill. So dukkham, a person like during the waking state, a person thinks like he has a lot of dukkham, lot of dosham, lot of pravrittis, everything is there. There are activities, there are dukkham, there are lot of problems in life. And people like would even like go to the extent of trying or thinking about committing suicide. But all those people, like whether it is a jnani or whether it is an ajnani, whether rich person or poor person, everyone, when they go to sleep, they get only one experience, which is anandam. And in sleep, there is no ahankaram, because sleep, what is sleep? Ahankaram sleeps. So the Atman is awake even there. So Atman experiences, I slept. but I was happy. So if I slept, who experienced my sleeping? I cannot, like, if I am sleeping, like, can I observe myself when I am sleeping? No. If I am sleeping, only somebody else can observe me as sleeping. I can't say I slept. I slept means then who experienced you sleeping? Well, I didn't see you sleeping. Somebody else can say. Can we say to ourselves, no, I observed myself as sleeping? No. Because the I, or that which sleeps, is ahankaram. So in sushupti, ahankaram sleeps, whereas the self is awake. So supte means while sleeping means ahankaram sleeping, or we can say ahankaram, from ahankaram till the vastus or shabda, like where vishayas, indriyas, manas, buddhi, all of those, shariram, etc., everything sleeps. When sleeping, there is a I there, that is the Atman. So, supte ahami, ahami, in me means in me as the sakshi atman, na drishyante, then archayante,
drishyante.
Okay, sorry, I'm looking at the wrong show. So, while sleeping, in me, na drishyante is not seen, or dukkha dosha pravrittayaha, dukkham dosham and all those are not seen. So there is no dukkham, there is no dosham, what we call a samsaram. Samsara means dukkham, dosham, and then like suffering as a result of that. So all those are not seen. So do we really not see all of those? Yes, obviously they are a matter of experience. So we can in a way, like, we can argue, we can try to refute logic, but we cannot refute our experience. So in many cases, like other philosophies, they argue that Advaita is against experience. Advaita says that there's only one Brahman, but I still experience Bhedam. I still experience Dvaitam, I experience everything else. So Advaita is against experience. Is Advaita really against experience? Lakshmidara says no, because there is a state where Advaita is only there. In deep sleep, there is only Advaita. Then when we wake up, Dvaita starts. So where is Dvaita? Dvaita is not in me. Dvaita is not real, because Dvaitam temporarily vanishes. That which temporarily vanishes is not true. It is just an illusion. So my nature, I am not affected by dukkha, dosham, etc., which affect or afflict ahankaram. Therefore, tasya eva samsarah. Samsaram is only for ahankaram. Name, not for me. Samsartra sakshinah, who am a sakshi of this samsaranam. So this samsara margam, or like what we call as the spiritual path, the path that we take in spirituality, from bandham to moksha, from dukkham to sukham, that path itself is taken by ahankaram, not for the Atman. So that's why Amma also says everything what we require to do in Vedanta, in spirituality, is the mind. Everything is controlling the mind, focusing the mind, because the Atman is already pure. Atman is already a witness. Atman is already blissful. It is the mind or the ahankaram that causes all trouble. So purify it or ignore it, and then a sadhaka will be able to experience bliss, irrespective of whether ahankaram suffers or not. So anyway, here what the logic is, in deep sleep state, so today, like when we are now awake, like forget deep sleep, now we are awake. When we are awake, ahankaram experiences, or I experience dukkham, dosham, I experience samsaram. So people say, I am bonded. I am bonded to this person. I am bonded to this. I am addicted. I don't experience anandam. I experience only dukkham. I experience myself as limited. I experience myself as changing. So ultimately, dukkham. So I experience only dukkham everywhere. So So in waking state, dukkham is there. What about dream state? Dream state also, dukkham is there. Because in dream state also, like, we don't get what we want, though everything is controlled by us, but still we experience dukkham in dream state as well. Whereas in deep sleep, we don't experience any dukkham, we only experience anandam. So in deep sleep state, ahankaram is sleeping, whereas in dream and waking state, ahankaram is awake. In all the three states, whether it is dreaming or waking, or whether it is deep sleep, dreamless deep sleep state, sushupti, sakshi is still there, the Atman is there. So when ahankaram, so Atman is always there, when ahankaram is there in dream and waking state, there is samsaram. When ahankaram is not there in deep sleep state, there is no samsaram. So what this shows, what this really or very clearly shows is that when ahankaram is there is samsaram. When ahankaram is not there is no samsaram. This means samsaram is only for ahankaram. So the argument that was raised that samsaram, I experience samsaram, I experience dukkham. So dukkham, samsaram, everything except anandam is for the ahankaram, not for the Atman. So that there is an Atman different from ahankaram was already proved. And so, like, we can say the objection that Tirumayananda says following the sub-commentary, the commentary of Swayam Prakashyati is that I experience samsaram, not the ahankaram. I experience samsaram, or I as ahankaram, I and ahankaram are one and they experience samsaram. That is negated, that is answered, because ahankaram experiences samsaram, I don't experience any samsaram, like in deep sleep state. So samsaram is for ahankaram, samsaram is not for the Atman, because when ahankaram is there, samsaram is there. When ahankaram is not there, samsaram is not there. Like in the case of sushupti avastha. So that is the anumanam or inference used here. So this shows or this says that many times sadhakas focus more on the ahankaram or the state of the ahankaram, that they forget the ever-present Atman. So that's why Amma says like that, we have to focus, we have to, like, take up the resolution that I will be happy. So that is all, like, happiness is also a resolution, because happiness is part of our nature. We are always happy. Samsaram or dukkham is not for us, dukkham is for ahankaram. And I'm not the ahankaram. If not, I'm not the ahankaram, then why would I bother about ahankaram? I will not bother about ahankaram. I will not bother about the dukkham that ahankaram faces. I will not bother about samsaram. So whether this is really true, really valid, so bandham, moksham, etc. is the state of the mind. So mane eva manushyanam karanam bandha mokshayoho bandhaya vishyasaktam muktehi nirvishayam smritam. So mind is the cause of bandham and moksha. So bandham is when the mind is seeking sense objects or sensual pleasures, whereas moksham is when the mind is without any vishayas, without craving for vishayas. So it is bandham and moksha is the state of the mind and not of the Atman. So because we are, like, if a sadhaka should always identify himself with the Atman, not with the mind or ahankaram. The mind and ahankaram will ever suffer, will ever lead to dukkham, because that is their very nature. They are changing, so they will lead to dukkham. So this is also the reason why people who try to control the mind, they also end up in sorrow. So people, like, who try to control the mind, tame the mind through So Yeah, people like who try to control their mind, try to tame the mind like through a lot of sadhana, they don't experience anandam. Because they get some siddhis, but then they get sorrow in the long run. Because it is not, anandam can never be God when a person focuses on the mind. So controlling the mind is so that a sadhaka can remember himself to be the Atman, Sakshi Atman, not the Ahankaram. So Ahankaram will always suffer because that is Ahankaram's very nature, whereas the Atman never suffers. So, and this is a matter of experience for a person. Person daily experiences this because in deep sleep state there is no dukkham at all when Ahankaram sleeps. And in waking state or dream state, when Ahankaram is there, then Ahankaram brings samsaram and dukkham along with itself. But Mahatmas like Amma and others are not affected. Like, they also experience Ahankaram. They also have an Ahankaram, but they don't. Like, if Jagrat Avastha is there, then Ahankaram has to be there. It's a known thing. Jagrat means Ahankaram has to be there. Somebody has to act. It's not the Atman. The Atman is avikriya. Avikriya means it's without any activities. It cannot act at all. So if Atman is inactive, then there should be Ahankaram to do action. But the difference is that they differentiate Ahankaram from the Atman. So whatever the Ahankaram does, whether it is good or bad, whether the fruits are good or bad, they are happy. So whether Amma gets to give darshan to all the people who have come, or she gets to give darshan only to a few people, she is always happy because she is the Atman. She remains as the Atman while doing all activities. She differentiates she separates the Atman from the Ahankaram and identifies with the Atman. So that is what a sadhaka has to do. Whatever happens in this world, activities, Ahankaram, I am just a Sakshi. And this is also possible through, as we saw, like all pervasive state, or remembering that everything is Ishwara's will. So when we are not identified with objects, when we are not associated with objects, whether that is because we are identified with the Atman or whether we have surrendered to Ishwara, it doesn't matter. In both the ways, a person remains blissful. So without understanding or finding out this Sakshi Atman, wherever a person may go to purify his Ahankaram, purify the mind, it is as good as purifying the body. Still we will experience Dukkham. So people like who have a very pure body, very perfect body, they still experience Dukkham, because body means Dukkham. A person who doesn't apprehend the Sakshi Atman will experience Samsaram. So when a sadhaka identifies himself as the Atman in waking state, that state is called Jagrat Sushupti. So while waking, the Ahankaram is as good as sleeping, because Ahankaram doesn't give any sorrow to the sadhaka, who is a mere witness, samsartra sakshi. There's a sakshi of samsaram. So it's also like, it gives us hope that it doesn't matter where we stand in the spiritual path, moksha is very readily available because we are already liberated. So Lakshmidhara continues this topic like with a few more objections, which we will see in the next way. May Amma bless us so that we may be able to abide as the Atman, which is a witness to samsaram, which is a witness to all the dukkha. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Om Shri Gurubhyo Namaha. Hari Om.